What is a glorious occasion to be here together, and grateful to be here. Grateful as we have the opportunity just to highlight a small bit of a devotional, if you will, from God's Word to meditate and contemplate and bring our thoughts upon the holy pages of Scripture. God with us. Three words stemming from one name, Emmanuel, meaning or translated means God with us. Three words that really do carry the meaning of Christmas. It was the prophet Isaiah who said in Isaiah 7 verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel." That virgin's name was Mary, yet the son's name is Emmanuel. His name is the heart of Christmas. In Hebrew, really, two words come together here. Immanuel, with us, God. Moses reminded the people in Deuteronomy 5, verse 3, "The Lord did not make his covenant with our fathers, but Immanuel, with us, with all of us alive here today. He made this covenant, Immanuel, with us, with us." It is a promise of incarnate deity, a prophecy that God himself would appear as a human infant. This baby was to be born, would be God himself in human form. But you could ask any Old Testament saint if they understood what it meant to have God with them. And they would testify to the following. They would say, "God with us means everything to me. To know and to experience that God is with me is everything. It means everything to me." Just ask Joseph, for example. In Genesis 39, verse 2, you see this phrase appear in the holy pages of Scripture. The Lord was with Joseph. That's after being taken to Egypt. That's after being sold unto slavery in Egypt. And then in that same chapter, again, that phrase appears once more. But the Lord was with Joseph. That's after being in prison for something he had not done. The Lord was with Joseph. It meant everything to Joseph. God is with me. Did Joseph know that? Yeah, he did. It is all about God. It is all about God. Joseph told the Pharaoh. God has told to Pharaoh what he is about to do. God has shown to Pharaoh what he's about to do. The matter is determined by God, you see, Pharaoh. It's about God. And to his brothers, Joseph said, "God sent me before you to preserve life. God sent me before you to preserve you, a remnant in the earth, and to keep you alive by a great deliverance." God did this. God. Not only ask Joseph, but you can ask David. David in Psalm 63, he's running away from his son Absalom, who wants to take over his throne. And the connotation there, or the sense is, David is hurrying off along outside of his home, avoiding a fight with his son. And then he pens these words, Psalm 63, verse 2, far away from being at home, far away from being the king in his home. He says, I have seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Being near the Ark of the Covenant was everything to David because it spoke of the nearness of God. It spoke of being with God. And yet, David understood, for he also wrote in Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of what? Of death. I fear no evil, for you are with me. With me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The truth is, it means everything to know, to experience God with us. Whether you are an Old Testament saint or a New Testament saint, before the cross, after the cross, but more so now, after the cross, after his first advent. Because God indeed has sent his Son. As we read in Galatians 4, verse 4, when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. You now know. You now have experienced the reality of that prophecy made long ago. That prophecy fulfilled. But much more than just a prophecy, you know, you live, you walk, you breathe that glorious truth beyond Christmas, beyond today, God with us. I mean, if you could condense all the truths of Christmas into only three words, these would be the words, God with us. Beyond thinking of the infancy of Christ, and normally we tend to think in that realm, but let us gaze upon the greater truth for today. The omnipotent creator of the heavens and the earth is with us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. As Jesus promised his disciples in John 14, verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. God with us prophesies. God with us in human form. God with us indwelling every believer, so much so that no matter what happens in life for a believer, that is the greatest comfort, the greatest truth, the greatest promise. And why promise? Because God with us not only speaks to what Isaiah spoke of and prophesied long ago, not only does it speak to Christ coming in human, taking upon himself human form, not only does it mean that God with us indwelling every believer, but God with us in eternity when we shall see him face to what? Face. Face to face. God with us. Not sure what has been happening in your life, and how you are culminating this last year. But just know that God has not left you or forsaken you or abandoned you. He has been with you all along. Whatever journey that the Lord has taken you, whatever journey the Lord will take you, will take us in the next coming year, we have the greatest truth that brings forth the greatest comfort of all. God is with us. Only because of His great love. Only because He initiated such love with us. One we don't deserve. None of us do. The beauty of the gospel is that there is forgiveness of sin. That is the greatest need of man, to be forgiven. God in His grace has provided a way for forgiveness to take place. And that was anticipated as you were an Old Testament saint, and that is what we do as New Testament saints, reflect back upon the cross of Christ, who suffered and bore our sin. So much more than just the reality of today, God with us. Let's take that unto tomorrow, next week, and unto next year. And live in great confidence that God is indeed with us. And bask in His presence. And live and breathe that reality that He is indeed living in me. And caring about His purposes for His will. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do give thanks for this glorious and wonderful truth, most comforting truth, that You are indeed with us. We think of Peter, who realized his own sinfulness and coming before You just recognized, "Part from me, Lord. For I'm a sinner." But yet understanding, where else can I go but to You? We recognize our sinfulness. We have come to You asking for forgiveness. We have found in You forgiveness of sin, access to the Father. We rejoice now that You are indwelling each of us who call upon the name of the Lord, both our God and Savior. And we long and we look forward to that day when we shall see You face to face. Thank You for this glorious and wonderful truth for today. In Christ's name we pray. And all of God's people said, Amen.
Change my heart. Change my mind. May I live what I've learned from You. Change my will. Change my mind.